From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, March 26th. Coming up, we'll learn about who is running in the April 1st Champaign Unit 4 school board race. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Champaign County's only low-barrier shelter, Strides, is at risk of closing at the end of the year. In next week's election, on Tuesday, April 1st, voters will weigh in on a property tax increase that would fund the shelter and its services. IPM Student Newsroom's Juliana Means reports.
Owners of single-family homes valued at $100,000 would pay an estimated $5 a month more if the referendum passes. Champaign Township Supervisor Kyle Patterson says cuts to Strides and social assistance would cause a lot of hurt.
This facility is very vital to our community. It's literally life-saving for some of the most vulnerable residents of the community, and it's really imperative that we can keep operating.
He says the shelter will use the money to expand its services with an increase in case management and additional amenities. I'm Juliana Means, IPM News.
The Champaign County election takes place on Tuesday, April 1st. The two men running for mayor of Rantoul say they're pushing for economic development and infrastructure improvements. Incumbent Mayor Charles Smith is being challenged by District 5 Village Trustee Sam Hall III. Smith says he's been trying to encourage new development and support small businesses in Rantoul, but he wants to continue updating the town's electricity and water systems.
We've got such a demand on our current electric supply. Because of the growth that we're undergoing, and also then we have, same time, we have a declining, aging electrical system. So we got the best of both worlds.
Hall says as mayor, he'd focus on improving Rantoul's local roads. He says his experience makes him qualified to lead the village.
My experience in my professional life as manager and founder and chief operating officer and a handful of other experiences that I've had, have just led me to say, well, it's time to lead Rantoul.
The mayoral election is on April 1st. Early voting is available this week at the Rantoul Youth Center. Employees at the Veterans Administration Medical Center in Danville have been temporarily rehired after a judge ruled against the Trump administration's efforts to fire thousands of federal workers. But as IPM's May Antar reports, one of those employees at the VA is worried she may not be back for long.
As someone who comes from a family of veterans, Chris Huffman says she has always wanted to give back to those who served. She's been doing administrative work at the VA Center in Danville for almost 2 years. When Huffman was fired in February, just months short of finishing her probationary period, she was devastated and didn't know what to do next.
If I were to get cut now, they would owe me nothing. If I get cut as a regular employee, non-probationary employee, I would at least be considered a displaced federal worker.
She lost her livelihood with no notice, and she was set to lose her health insurance while living with a heart condition. After a judge ordered federal employees be reinstated, Huffman said it was really nice to come back to her dream job.
But now, it's still laced with uncertainty.
Huffman says the VA facility in Danville expects up to a fifth of its workforce could be cut by the end of their fiscal year in September.
It's all up in the air, which is frustrating. I like to have, you know, certain control over my life and what I do, but this is kind of out of my control right now.
And she says that makes it hard to have a feeling of job security, especially when she doesn't know exactly how many workers will be fired. May Antar, IPM News.
The Fighting Illini baseball team lost to the Missouri Tigers last night 11-9. IPM's Colin Highslope has more.
The Illinois offense smashed the ball again in the loss, but could not stop the Tigers' offense. Both have been themes so far in the young season. The team scored 6 runs in the 6th inning. Catcher Jacob Schrader and outfielders Colin Jennings and Vitas Valanchis all homered despite the loss. Illinois now holds an overall record of 12-10 and are 2-4 in Big Ten conference play. They will travel to East Lansing to play Michigan State next in a weekend series starting Friday. I'm Colin Highslope, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn about who's running in the April 1st Champaign Unit 4 school board race. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 59 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 42 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 60 degrees, south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low of 50 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Friday, partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 78 degrees and a southwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, the Federal Department of Education plays a major role in learning for children with disabilities. We'll talk about what that work looks like and what the Trump administration's drive to eliminate the department could mean for the students, families, and teachers who rely on those supports. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. There's a crowded field of candidates running for the Champaign Unit 4 school board. In recent years, board members have clashed with one another and administrators, and many candidates are running to heal the divided board. IPM's education reporter Emily Hayes put together a guide on our website so voters can learn more about the candidates and their views ahead of the election on April 1st. Emily Hayes joins me now to talk about what she learned. Emily, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Emily, there are 11 candidates running for 5 seats. What can you tell us about them?
There are a lot of parents. At the League of Women Voters meet and greet, I met Carl Geisler. His youngest child is graduating soon, and his whole family went to Jefferson and Centennial.
It was requested, you know, be a voice for Centennial, but also be a voice for the greater community.
He works in business development. There's also one incumbent, Mark Holm, who works in finance. And then there are a lot of different occupations. There's nurse, professor, business people. Charles Drill Young is a therapist and social worker.
I have to collaborate. I work with youth and families, child and family team meetings. I work with law enforcement.
Justin Michael Hendricks has been an associate teacher and is a student at the University of Illinois College of Education.
Out of the 26 of us, only 2 of us are staying local after graduation. So that's a big defeat that we are now losing of potential teachers.
Emily, for this voter guide, you asked the candidates all yes or no questions about their positions on the issues. Was there anything they said that stuck out to you?
One question that seems to be really dividing the candidates this year is whether they would keep the superintendent contract going after it ends next year. So Alberto Molina says the superintendent has helped create division on the board.
One of the main reasons the board is divided is because she has convinced 3 board members then they need to be with her, 100%.
He founded a bilingual school in Nicaragua and plans to be a full-time board member if elected in Champaign. Fatima Ahmed is a biostatistician at the University of Illinois. She said she respects the superintendent, but she agrees that the stalemate will continue if the superintendent sticks around. So the community needs to rebuild trust with a fresh start.
Emily, is there anyone who is for keeping the superintendent around?
The most surprising praise I got was from Mark Holm. He was appointed this summer.
Back in May, I'm like, this superintendent's got to go. Well, I did my homework, looked in to see what's going on, got behind the scenes, and no, she's doing a really good job.
He said that if they terminate her contract early, they have to pay her extra in severance pay. So he's not for that, and he actually likes her. There's a coalition of 4 running together that want to evaluate her while in their seats and give her support first. It's led by Ronald Baker, who's an advanced practice nurse, and the husband of the current board member, Janina Baker, who is leaving the board.
A diverse group of people that would give the superintendent support to support some of the work and would be able to evaluate her appropriately.
And then I also want to add there are 3 people who declined to participate in my survey, Christy Arnold, Roselle Beausoleil, and Tony Bruno. And in the News Gazette, they all said that they were not in favor of keeping the superintendent.
So the candidates have differing opinions on whether to renew the superintendent's contract. Does that type of disagreement extend to any other issues?
they do agree. A lot of them agree on, for example, whether to make a statement about immigration agents coming to schools. For example, Fatima Ahmed said this.
I think when we're silent, we're sending the wrong message. I think our families need to know that schools are safe places to send their kids.
Mark Holmes said that ICE is not coming to schools, but he did explain what the board is currently planning to do. Bring in some lawyers, have any immigration agents go to the headquarters first before they go back to the schools after they've analyzed, is this a proper permit? Grace King, in the survey that I sent out, she was actually a little bit worried about the schools becoming a target if the school district puts out a strong statement, which is something that is a worry on the board right now.
Emily, what are some of the other issues at play in this race?
There are many. There's the teacher contract coming up. I was surprised by how many people were in favor of reopening the issue of redistricting, what I've been calling kind of desegregating the district more fully. That was not popular when the board brought it up a couple of years ago. Here's Grace King.
When we look at schools of choice, perhaps revising that model to ensure that all schools have the resources.
She said that if they communicate the issue earlier, then they would have more success. She's an education professor at Illinois State University.
I've been talking with Emily Hayes, education reporter at Illinois Public Media. You can find her guide to the candidates running for the Champaign Unit 4 School Board at ipmnewsroom.org. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Juliana Means, Mary Piacenti, May Antar, Colin Hyslope, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.